English in action.
Antisocial behaviour. Dialogue. The new neighbour.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Margaret Bradstock, your neighbour from across the road. You've just moved in, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. Pleased to meet you.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to remind you that the dustbin lorry comes round once a week on Wednesday evening, and you could only take your rubbish bags out from 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and not before then.
Oh, all right. Thanks. I'll remember that for next time.
Good. Now, I'm not sure whether you've already got one of these, but I've made you a copy of the residence guide. And if you turn to section 28, paragraph 14, you'll see that there's a strict no noise policy.
No noise? I don't think we've been making any noise, have we?
Well, I did hear your radio on full blast last Sunday, between 7:03 and 7:28.
I was just playing a bit of classical music. It was hardly loud.
Well, the decibel readings on my sound meter were particularly high.
You're joking.
No, I'm deadly serious, Mr. Jones. Now, I believe you are the owner of a dog, aren't you?
That's right.
Well, you'll have to get a muzzle.
What?
I heard some barking on Friday between 5:22 and 5:37. Some more between 9:34 and 9:52 on Sunday morning. And further barking at 5:16 on Tuesday, yesterday.
Wow, you really have been doing your homework.
I've also noticed some cigarette butts in the driveway.
I don't smoke.
And there was thick smoke coming out of your garden last Saturday evening.
Yes, we were having a barbecue. Is that against the rules too?
If you consult section 4, paragraph 9, subheading 2C, you'll see that there's actually a...
Look, I tell you what, I'll read over all 640 pages of this guide on communal living in Broad Oaks Grove and get back to you if I have any questions.
Great. And I look forward to seeing you settle in properly.
Yes, great. Me too.